Welcome to the Hide the Word of God in Your Heart podcast. Now here's your host, Danielle White.
Hello, my name is Danielle White with the Hide the Word in Your Heart devotional. This podcast is designed to help children and teenagers hide the Word of God in their hearts. John Piper said, "The one piece of armor used to kill is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Our sin lures the body into sinful action. We call to mind a Christ-revealing word of Scripture and slay the temptation with the superior worth and beauty of Christ over what sin offers. The Scripture verse we are going to hide in our hearts today is Psalm 46, 1-3 in the King James Version. Psalm 46, verses 1-3 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah." Let's say that one more time. Psalm chapter 46, verse 1-3 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Let's say that one last time. Psalm chapter 46, verses 1-3 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray that all people will come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and hide your word in their hearts. I pray that we will trust in you, because you are our refuge and strength, no matter what happens. I pray that you will take out all pride that is in my heart, and all stubbornness and meanness, and everything that is not like you. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." If you are not yet saved and would like to be, all you have to do is pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart today, and he will. Until next time, God bless you.